You sons of Dan, O Conall's Isle, pray pay attention to my ditty, for it's all about a fair young man. His birthplace, it was Dublin City. My song is far to demonstrate a story with a pious moral, beginning by the Carlisle Bridge and ending on the Isles of Coral. A schooner stood by George's Quay, with sails all furled one sultry season. A maiden paced upon that quay, she wept like one bereft of reason. Oh, Johnny Doyle's me love, it's true. It's true, but full of deep contrition for what will all the neighbors say about yourself and my condition. While the sails unfurled, while the capstan turned, the schooner scudded down the Liffey. The maid, she gave one piercing wail. She was a mother in a jiffy. They sailed across the harbour bar and headed east for foreign waters, to China, where they think they're wise, and drown at birth their surplus daughters. Now years and years had come and gone, till Mary's child grew self-supporting. But how her poor old heart would break when that young buck went out a-courting. He leave me all alone, she said. He leave me lone and melancholy. I'll dress myself in man's attire and sail the seven seas for Johnny. She signed on board of a pirate bark that raided round the hot equator, and with them hairy buccaneers there sailed a sweet and virtuous crater. Well, the captain thought her name was Bill. His character, it was nefarious, and with them hairy buccaneers, her situation was precarious. Now in the Saragossa Sea, two rakish barks were idly lolling, and Mary on the quarter deck, the middle watch was she patrolling. She gazed upon the neighbouring bark and suddenly became exclaimant, for there upon that gilded poop stood Johnny Doyle in gorgeous raiment. They're happy now in sweet rings and that jewel that sparkles on the dodder. They lead a peaceful merchant's life and do a trade in oats and fodder. Be marriage lines, she's Mrs. Dyle. She keeps a stall of periwinkles. When she says she's in that way again, his one good eye with joy it twinkles.